When General Augusto Pinochet waged a military coup against President Salvador Allende, it began nearly two decades of government repression in Chile. Thousands of people were kidnapped, tortured, and killed. As for Allende, he didn't leave the presidential palace alive. He was officially said to have committed suicide during the coup. His body, however, was recently exhumed, and while his family and many others back up the suicide story, an investigation has opened up the possibility that he may have been assassinated. Annie Murphy has the story from Chile.
For Chileans, September 11th has long been a symbol of the country's own tragic history. That's President Salvador Allende on September 11, 1973, giving his last speech via radio. Soon after, planes bombed the presidential palace in Santiago. It was the start of the military coup that ousted democratically elected Allende. I will not resign, he says. Placed in a historic moment of change, I will pay with my life for the loyalty of the people.
Pagaré con mi vida la lealtad del pueblo.
At the time, the autopsy and eyewitness accounts determined that soon after delivering his final remarks, Allende shot himself in the head with an AK-47. But forensic expert Luis Rabanal has been studying the autopsy for 4 years, and he believes otherwise.
Me di cuenta que habían elementos que no cuadraban.
Rabanal says he found details in the autopsy that weren't in line with the official version of Allende's death. The cranium, he says, shows evidence of a first shot with a small gun, like a pistol, and then a second shot from a larger weapon, like an AK-47, which could mean that Allende was shot and killed, then shot a second time with his own gun, to make it look like suicide. The investigation could take up to 3 months, and some Chileans don't see the point of it. Rolf Luders was Minister of Finance under Pinochet, and says he hardly ever thinks about that time now, and doubts anyone else does either.
Well, because time has passed, and most people in the country probably don't even recall what happened at the time. I think most people have forgotten the subject.
But many Chileans say they haven't. This cramped, smoky empanada shop in downtown Santiago doubles as a sort of social club. I stop in for an orange juice, and within 10 minutes, I overhear a group of men talking about the coup and the investigation. 28-year-old Diego Cummings.
I really didn't know what it was like during the coup, but I think all of this has to do with knowledge that we have to acquire as a nation, and having clarity is important if you want to know the truth.
Poet Jorge Montealegre was imprisoned and tortured during the coup. He believes the investigation is important, but says whether or not Allende killed himself won't change how he's remembered.
Look, it's the same to me. It won't take away or add heroism or martyrdom. Nothing can change the dignity with which Allende died. His death in the presidential palace made him bigger, to everyone. The example he set has marked us.
He says the real question is what will happen now for the thousands of people who still don't know what became of their loved ones during the dictatorship.
That day was without a doubt a rupture in people's biographies. I think that the investigation is a way to begin to finish writing the story of all these memories. By establishing the facts, you're also able to create a sort of peace for those who are able to know the truth and to see justice.
Montealegre hopes that once the real cause of Allende's death is established, a similar process will be carried out for the Chileans who disappeared during the dictatorship and whose stories still remain incomplete. Only then, he says, can Chile truly move forward.
People like to talk about two demons, as if this all happened between two groups of extremists and society had nothing to do with it. And that's an illusion, because the coup touched all of Chilean society. In that moment, the center was destroyed, and we all became involved in one way or another.
For NPR News, I'm Annie Murphy in Santiago, Chile.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.